Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart. This last teaching we're going to do on depression, I'm hoping that you've done some work to just get to the root of it, to recognize where there's some unmet emotional needs in your life. That is such a significant part of your healing. We have materials, we have resources on unmet emotional needs. And there's 10 significant emotional needs that we have as children, as teenagers, and as adults. And so when these emotional needs have not been properly met, what happens is we become performance-oriented, trying to work for the need to be met. Work for it. If I can just clean my room real good, Mom will be proud of me. Okay? So you can start this high, working real hard. If I can just win the ball game, if I can just be the one that hits the home run, Dad will really recognize who I am and encourage me and support me and affirm me. Affirmation for a young man is so important from a dad, more than mom, but a dad, okay? So every young man is trying to get dad to affirm him. So if it's not the ball game, then he'll try academics. If I could just get straight A's, okay? There's nothing wrong with getting straight A's. There's nothing wrong with winning the ball game. But the point is, with every stage of life, you can continue trying to perform and be good enough to earn acceptance, affirmation, and appreciation from those that you're looking to, mom and dad especially, to receive it, okay? So when mom and dad doesn't have the capacity, they don't even know how to meet your emotional needs because their needs were not met, then you can leave home still performance-oriented and not know what that's going to do in adulthood. Almost every depressed person must look and see how are you stuck in a cycle of performance. Because what happens in the cycle, and you'll notice I'm going up and down, is when you get to the bottom, it's like you get to the top and you're like, okay, I'm going to get this new job. And then when the new job doesn't bring the affirmation, then the depression kicks in. So then you come up with another idea. I'm going to get a new house. You go to the top. But then that doesn't bring the satisfaction and the joy. So you spiral down to the bottom again. So a major key in healing and getting free from depression really is it's a path of righteousness. It's working through these things step by step. 23rd Psalm, David said, he leads me in a path. So step by step, work through each unmet emotional need. Like I said, you can get the resources from our website. Get the resources. Work through each unmet need. Recognize if that is still an unmet need in your life today as an adult, then what is the performance cycle? Do you go into performance when the need's not being met? So if it's not met at home, the wife's not appreciating what you're doing, then you go to work and you work harder. So, and then you go home, and if she's not appreciating what you tell her that happened at work, then there's the depression again. So working through the unmet needs is such a vital part of your healing. Okay, we're going to apply some of these principles to how do you help your children. If you recognize that your children have become performance-oriented, they run in the house and, Mama, Mama, you're not going to believe, I built a fort. You know, and come see. Now, that's normal, yes. But Are they going over the top every day, needing you to run somewhere, do something to see all they got done? And they get so worked up about it, okay? Now, a performance-oriented child is excited, yes, and you need to affirm what they just accomplished, yes, but to help them while they're still young, affirm them for something simple at home. Just affirm them. Affirmation for just who they are. Oh, you're so kind. Wow, you took your brother his coat that he needed. That was really thoughtful. Affirm those things that they do that are just simple acts of kindness. Then that begins to put it into their mind. They don't have to go over the top and conquer a mountain just to be important to you. They need to know they're loved just for who they are. So listen, parents, you can identify right now if your children are performance-oriented, and I'll just say it, if you've been performance-oriented and you didn't realize it, that's been their model. That's what they see. And so they'll follow in your footsteps because you may have modeled for them, you're always shooting for the top mountain. I'm going to go to the top, and I get depressed if I don't conquer the mountain. So then I got to work harder. So the cycle of performance can be what you grew up in, but it can be what you're modeling for your own children. So I just want to encourage you that if you're seeing it, you're realizing it as you're watching this video, now's the time. Today. You can start today having freedom yourself from performance and helping your children to be free. God bless you.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321. We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.